Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Good evening. My name is Tony calling from Metro Research, and we're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions about issues affecting people in the city of Atlanta. Okay, all your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who answers the survey. Just for qualification purposes, what is your zip code, ma'am?
310.
All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purposes, what is your age? Or what year were you born? Just a year.
55.
Okay, 1955. All right. Okay, now what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
A year and a half of college.
So some college, right? But no degree.
Yes.
Okay. All right, now, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Non-Hispanic, African-American.
Oh, okay. African-American. All right, thank you. All right, then, for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I was able to vote. I chose not to. I ain't like none of them.
Okay, so you not, okay, did not. All right, now, are you registered to vote in the city of Atlanta, or like many people are not registered?
I am registered to vote.
Okay. All right, ma'am, below there is a list of issues. Please select three that are the most important to you, okay? The first one will be public transportation, crime, education, racism and discrimination, climate change in the environment, abortion access, jobs in the economy, traffic, inflation, cost of living, and immigration. You can pick three to be the most important to you.
Transportation. Racism
okay.
is not one because it's a person's choice to be racist. So I don't care if you're racist or not. At the end of the day, we all bleed the same blood. Economy, financial issues, in other words.
Climate change, right? And the environment.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. And when thinking about the direction, you know, in which each of the following are headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied? The first one would be the city of Atlanta.
What was your question?
When thinking about the direction in which, you know, the following are headed, just generally speaking, if you were very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction the city of Atlanta is going or headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied. What about the Atlanta region?
I'm still going to say somewhat satisfied because at the end of the day, there are things that's out of our control that we would never be able to get a handle of, not even the government, because people don't want to change. So that's what our city is based on, people changing. It's not so much, so much of the government making changes.
Okay. What about Georgia as a whole?
I mean, Georgia can do better as a whole. Georgia can do better to the point where it's more livable, financial, economically, and safe just as well.
So it would be very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with Georgia?
Say somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am. Now I'd like to rate you how you feel about some people, some groups of people or ideas, okay, using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, like a neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. Okay, you may use any number from 0 to 10 depending how you feel. If you don't know or never heard that, you know, of the people or groups, tell me that as well. Okay, the first one will be that the Atlanta City Council.
I'm not familiar with it. The fact that anything has to do with the economy, like the presidential and all that, I'm not familiar with none of them because I love cricket.
Okay, well, okay, but, you know, five is neutral, so you want me, is that what you want to, I got neutral, or, you know, or you never heard of them?
I'm just saying neutral, because I'm not familiar with,
okay.
With them.
What about the Atlanta Police Department?
I still say neutral. Their lack
okay.
of response is terrible.
Okay. What about artificial intelligence companies?
I'm not familiar with that, so I will go the lowest neutral, the lowest whatever.
Okay. All right. What about Uber and Lyft?
Overrated, not neutral.
Okay. Martha trains.
I give it 3.
3. Okay. Electric scooters.
I've never been on them, so neutral.
Neutral. Okay. Mayor Andre Dickens.
I'm familiar, neutral.
Neutral, okay. The Atlanta Beltline.
Not familiar, not really familiar with it, so agree, neutral.
Neutral. Okay, Governor Brian Kemp.
I give him a 3.
3. All right, thank you. All right, ma'am, and how would you rate the traffic in Atlanta? Is it a major problem, minor problem, or not a problem at all?
Major.
Okay, now how frequently do you use the, you know, use public transportation in Atlanta? Do you use it almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
Daily.
Okay, every day, right?
Yes.
Okay. And how familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline and its facilities?
I'm not familiar with it.
Would that be not too familiar or not at all familiar?
Not at all familiar.
Not at all familiar, okay. All right, and how frequently do you use the Atlanta Beltline in a typical month? Would that be almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month,
not
rarely or never?
Never.
Okay. All right, based on what you know and what you have heard, do you have a positive opinion of the Atlanta Beltline or a negative opinion?
I haven't heard much about it. No point that it's sending it to where it won't. So no, I don't have no opinion at all.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And what is the first word or phrase that comes to mind when think about the Atlanta Beltline?
I'm just saying. I don't know. That's it. I don't understand. In other words.
Okay, don't understand. So don't understand, right?
No.
All right.
Don't understand.
Okay, and here are a few statements for after each. Please to use a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you neither agree or disagree with the statement, and 0 means that you strongly disagree with the statement. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending how you feel, okay? The first one says crime is a serious problem on Martha's and Atlanta's buses. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Disagree.
With what number would you say from 0 to 10? Remember, 0 is strongly disagree, and then 10 is strongly agree. But you can use any number.
I would give it a 5 because the problem is not the crime. The problem is the homeless people on the Martha train.
Okay. What about I feel safe riding Martha?
I do. I give it a 10.
10. Okay. Public transit makes it easier for criminals to come to my neighborhood.
I disagree. They're going to come regardless, no matter how they want to come. They'll come on bike or feet. It doesn't matter.
What number would you give it from 0 to 10?
A 10. 10.
No, a 10 if you agree that it makes it easier for criminals to come to my neighborhood. 0 is disagree.
0, I disagree.
Yes, okay. All right, Martha says they are working on projects, but I never see them complete anything.
0, because I see them working on stuff on a daily basis. They are upgrading slowly. Slowly but
okay,
slowly upgrading.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and I can easily get to place I want to go on Atlanta's public transportation system.
What was your question?
I can easily get to places I want to go on Atlanta's public transportation system.
It is easy.
What number would you say of agreeing it?
10, I agree.
10, okay. The quality of Atlanta's roads is getting worse.
I say 0.
0. Okay, adding more highways will make Atlanta traffic congestion better.
Yes, it would.
What number would you give?
Ten, okay?
10. All right, thank you. All right, ma'am, and which of the following statements do you agree with most, okay? Statement A says, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problem by building out a comprehensive public transportation system, which will take more cars over our roadways. Statement B says, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problem by building out a micro-mobility system, allowing people to get quickly from place to place with e-bikes, scooters, and self-driving cars. Which one do you agree with most?
I disagree with both. Because no, why would people buy cars if they can't use their cars? That doesn't make sense.
But if you had to pick, one of those, which one would be better for you? That we can fix Atlanta's traffic problem by building out a comprehensive public transportation system, which will take more cars off the roadways, or B, we can fix our traffic problems by building out a micro mobility system, allowing people to get quickly from place to place with e-bikes, scooters, and self-driving cars.
I go with the first one.
So be A, right? Would that be strongly B, A, or somewhat A?
Somewhat A.
Okay, somewhat A. All right, ma'am, and here are some, a few policies the city leaders might consider when trying to address the Atlanta area's traffic problems. After each one, please use a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly prioritize this policy and want to, see implemented right away. 5 means that somewhat prioritize this policy and feel lukewarm towards it. And 0 means that you do not prioritize this policy at all and do not want to see it implemented, okay? You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending how you feel. Okay, the first one would be adding additional MRTA stations around Atlanta from 0 to 10.
I disagree with that one.
Nine B is strongly prioritized, okay? 0 means do not prioritize.
Oh, 0.
0. Okay, incentivizing housing development close to public transit.
0.
Okay, expanding that streetcar system in the city.
Extending what in the city?
A streetcar system in the city.
I go like 7.
7?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, adding more security to Martha's stops. 10. Okay, adding light rail to the belt line.
4.
Okay, adding more bus stops in less wealthy neighborhoods.
Less bus stops in wealthy neighborhoods?
Yes.
0.
0. Okay, prioritizing pedestrian safety features that will result in, you know, fewer traffic-related deaths.
10.
Okay, and building more bike lanes for e-bikes and scooters.
4.
4? Okay. All right. All right, ma'am, and how familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan? You know, which would place pedestrians-friendly light rails alongside the Beltline trail? Would you say that's very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Not at all familiar.
Not at all familiar. Okay, based on what you know, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline? Would that be strongly opposed, somewhat opposed, neither support or opposed, somewhat support or strongly support that?
Somewhat support.
Somewhat support, okay. All right, ma'am, as you may know, the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan would expand 22 miles of light rail transit alongside the existing Beltline trails. When completed, the Beltline Transit would link up to existing and future MARTA stops and better connect Atlanta's neighborhoods. Based on what you have just heard, you know, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
I oppose.
Would that be somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Somewhat.
Somewhat opposed. All right, ma'am, and we almost pretty much done with this survey. I really thank you for your time, okay? We only have a couple more minutes to go, and I really appreciate your help. Okay, now that I'd like to ask you some questions about the Atlanta Beltline, okay? Here are some statements that people have made about
I'm not familiar with the Beltline. I'm not familiar with the Beltline at all, so you're actually wasting my time talking about the Beltline.
Well,
I have no idea about
Well, you can give me any answer, okay? This is about just convincing you or not convincing.